But the devotion part has to do too with the idea of unconditionality. Unconditionality. The best examples of devotion to the Guru are found in ancient texts. Like this one 3-4 page thing from Shankara. Books like The Voice of the Silence depict it. True devotion is actually the product of, it's kind of like a ratio. True devotion is truer or deeper in inverse proportion to the sense of self. So the more sense of self I have, the less capable am I of true devotion. Because I'll, so to speak, be in my own way. Or I'll be devoted, but only if. See? Like I knew a person years and years ago who thought he was a devotee of a certain teacher. And he gave this, this actually occurred. He gave this teacher a large sum of money. Nope, just gave it. No conditions. Here's the money. The teacher had no particular interest in anything at all worldly. Nonetheless, within 4 days, 4 very expensive automobiles had been purchased with the money given by this person, who was, from that moment forward, no longer devoted. Once that was ascertained, not by outsiders, by the person's own awareness of their lack of devotion. Once they realized they weren't, the cars were sold. The person wasn't taken seriously again by that teacher. Maybe next life you'll be ready. Unconditional. Give him $1 million if he buys 1 million pieces of bubble gum. It shouldn't goddamn matter to you. If it is going to matter to you, Find a teacher that, you know, that gives you enlightenment over a 4 day weekend. A little robe to wear home. Maybe with an E emblazoned on the front for enlightened. In your 10th year, you get a neon one. So we can all tell who's who around here. Yeah, so another thing Amitji says in one of her books is that sometimes the teacher will tell the pupil things about the pupil that aren't true. Like the guru will say something to you about you that's absolutely not true. And the only question is, what do you do with it? It's all about what do you do with it. It's not about arguing about whether it's true or not. It's, where do you take that? Get mad? Get self-defensive? Start justifying your own existence? That is not true. I guess you think you know what reality is then if you can say it's not true. It means you have a long way yet to go. So what the guru really is, the real guru, is a completely compassionate being who, because of that compassion, has consciously chosen to retain a human form or a form on some plane that allows some light to be shed. Generally or specifically, upon human beings saying they're seeking light. But the interesting thing about true gurus is that they're not handing out light. What they're doing is teaching us how to find the light that we already have. Because they're claiming our own nature is light. as are claiming the physicists, and that it's in our hearts. And the light in my heart, they say, is the same as the one in yours. So in that sense, we're not even separate. There's just light, and it's universal. And there's someone in this room who's been thinking about that for 2 weeks, and their mind's totally blown. You know, it's just light. It's all light. Yeah? And it's the essential nature of reality. One guru said, if we all knew our true business, life would be a contest of smiles. So the true guru cannot be spelled out or defined, because they're going to treat each pupil as that pupil needs to be treated at a particular point in time. It may be nice to you and totally unnice to this person over here, and the opposite may be true tomorrow. There's no figuring it out, which is they kind of tell you that up front. Don't even try to figure it out. Some days you're God, you couldn't be, you're just an incredible person. There'll be 10 of you in a room, and that'll tell all the other 9 people what an incredible person you are. You go out of there feeling so cool, because you're such an incredible person. And 3 days later, you're in the same group of people, and he's telling the same group of people what an absolute spiritual failure you are, and why. And all the why is specific details from your life that you know are true. So you had it. Now, let's say this is a real guru, and you're a devoted pupil, one of which components involves willingness to continue on. No matter how horribly insulted. Like on one occasion, there's a long table that had 3 chairs on each side and a chair at each end, and the teacher sat on one end and this other guy sat on the other end, and another 6 people had their chairs along the 2 sides. It's a standard set of people that tended to help more than most with different tasks. And, these guys, we don't know who they are, what they are. We don't even know if they exist. They appear to exist. But insofar as they have a human form, we do know, not being complete klutzes, that human forms require things like water, nourishment occasionally. So one time we're sitting there, and this all happened all the time, but just for some reason, on this one occasion, the teacher asked this guy, would you mind getting me a cup of coffee? Now, he always asked the same guy to get him his cup of coffee, because this guy knew how the teacher liked his coffee. He did it right and brought it to him, So, no biggie, so everything goes on. The guy goes and makes a cup of coffee. And for some reason, everything kind of stops, except for this guy walking from the back of this area toward where the teacher is with his coffee platter and coffee cup and spoon. And suddenly everything stops, and all that's anyone's aware of is this guy carrying this coffee cup to the teacher, and with this attitude of total devotion on his face. And he puts the cup reverentially down right where he's supposed to. And the teacher looks up, not at the guy ever, it's always at the other people. The teacher looks up and says, some people can't even get me a cup of coffee without putting their ego into it. Now, if you can handle that kind of thing, you might want to look for a real guru. If you're willing to have yourself exposed to yourself, you might be ready for a real guru. But they're not nice people. They're not here to be nice. Oh, your ideas are right on. Go ahead and do that. That's a wonderful idea. It's going to cost you 300 more lives, but it's your problem. See, gurus can help us do that, a real one. You can ask them, you know, is this a good idea? You don't necessarily even have to follow what they say, but there's someone there to ask.